When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Twizzlers. Long day, late night, feeling a little bored? Twizzlers is the ultimate sidekick for any moment of the day, no matter what kind of day you're having. The perfect level of sweet and a fun excuse to sit back and relax. Unwind with Twizzlers. To buy now, visit Hersheyland.com/Twizzlers.
The following podcast contains audio extracted from videos on the Harry Potter Theory YouTube channel. Hey everyone, welcome to another installment of Harry Potter Theory. Today, we're going to be discussing some breaking news regarding the future of Harry Potter. I made a video just a few days ago discussing the future of Fantastic Beasts, and whether or not we'd end up with a fourth and fifth installment, as originally planned. But while the future of Fantastic Beasts is still very much uncertain, exciting news lies elsewhere, as the CEO of Warner Bros. Discovery recently revealed that he wants to make more Harry Potter films. You heard me, Harry Potter. During a Q3 investors meeting this week, CEO David Zaslav opened up about his ambitions to have the company working on further productions in the Wizarding World, pending the approval of J.K. Rowling. "We're going to focus on franchises," he said. "We haven't had a Superman movie in 13 years. We haven't done a Harry Potter in 15 years. The DC movies and the Harry Potter movies provided a lot of the profits for Warner Bros. Over the past 25 years. He added, "If we can do something with JK on Harry Potter going forward." The comment was made while the CEO was discussing the importance of franchises.
This episode is brought to you by Twizzlers. Long day, late night, feeling a little bored? Twizzlers is the ultimate sidekick for any moment of the day, no matter what kind of day you're having. The perfect level of sweet and a fun excuse to sit back and relax. Unwind with Twizzlers. To buy now, visit Hersheyland.com/Twizzlers.
What are the movies that have brands that are understood and loved everywhere in the world? It's now been 11 years since the studio has released a Harry Potter film, with the last installment, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2, being released in 2011. However, to say that the Harry Potter films were a box office success is a massive understatement, earning $7.7 billion globally between 2001 and 2011. Harry Potter is arguably their most important IP, so ignoring it would be a big mistake. While there are no active discussions between Rowling and the company in regards to future films, Zaslav's desire to create more films is the first step and the first glimpse of hope we've had in years when it comes to continuing Harry Potter itself. And perhaps the flop from the Fantastic Beasts franchise needed to happen to give them some perspective. We're now 6 months post Secrets of Dumbledore, and there have been no mentions at all of a fourth installment, which, combined with the less than desirable box office figures, doesn't exactly inspire a lot of confidence. If the studio were to create a new Harry Potter film, what would you want to see? The origins of Tom Riddle? A Marauders film? There are so many options to explore. Leave a comment down below with what you'd like to see. Until next time, remember, it does not do to dwell on dreams and forget to live.